Okay, I started the recording. And let's start today's meeting. Good day, everyone. Today is August 13th, 1600 UTC. We will have a Arthur teleconference talking about the ICANN study. So far, we have Duane, Kim, Russ, Peter, Kabe, Jim, and Ed joining us with Mario and myself. Did I miss anyone? Okay, we have not heard from Brad or who else are we missing?
Howard. And blanking on his name. Our ASO rep, right?
You mean Carlos Martinez?
Carlos, thank you.
Okay. And with that, do we now hand it over to you?
Okay. Thank you, Steve. So I'll quickly review the agenda. It was there in the Adobe Connect screen for a while, but it looks like it was being re-entered maybe. I'm not sure. Essentially, we have two items on the agenda other than the usual review of the minutes. We will talk about the proposed Root Zone Management Evolution Study, and for that, Ed Lewis has joined us as a guest today. And we'll talk briefly about our response to the KSK rollover, which has been submitted, and that's basically it. Does anyone else have something they'd like to add to the agenda before we get started? Okay, doesn't sound like it. So let's start with the administrative section. Or let's start with the action items from the previous meeting. Mario, are you prepared to do that, or would you like someone else to handle that today?
Yes, I have him with me. This is Mario. Hi, everyone. For the action items that we have for this call, the first one was to staff to publish the minutes, transcript, and audio recording from the 25th of June, 2018 teleconference. The second one, Duane to share a final draft version of the RSTREC response over the mailing list. Next, staff to invite the Octo team for the next RSTREC teleconference call to discuss the Root Zone Management proposed study. And the final action item that we have is Mario to send a doodle poll for the selection of the next teleconference call. All of these action items have been completed. And over to you, Duane.
Okay, thank you, Mario. And in Mario's email, he sent out minutes for review from the last meeting. I sent him one small typo correction. Hopefully everyone else had a chance to look at the minutes. Does anyone have any comments or concerns about the minutes from our previous meeting? Doesn't sound like it. So let's take the minutes as approved, and I'll ask Mario and staff to publish those at their convenience. In the chat room, there's some discussion about some strange sounds on the audio. I don't hear it. I'm assuming it's okay to proceed. I'm just waiting to see what's being typed in the chat. Steve or Mario, do you have any suggestions for the audio quality? Should we ask folks to reconnect, or should we proceed, do you think?
I think if people can, please dial in with the conference bridge. We can try to provide a local, there's a list of local numbers on invite, I think. Let me see. Let me just double check that.
This is Mario.
Yeah.
I think it's best to dial in to the phone bridge. The Audio Connect has been having some technical issues lately. So if you're hearing some audio noise, actually must be through the AC. I have no audio issues actually on my phone.
Yeah. Good, Jim, you can hear it now? Can you acknowledge that? So that we know you're on. And Peter, can you hear it? Can you hear us? And Kaveh?
This is Peter. Hi. I'm on Adobe. I can hear you. I just have this occurring sound, but I think I can live with it. I'll try to dial in nonetheless.
Okay. Thanks. I can hear you perfectly. Jim?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. That's Kim, right? Jim Reed? Can you hear us? Who has just joined?
This is Ed. I'm on the phone now. Can you hear me on the phone?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Russ just joined the phone line. I'm trying to disconnect the audio from the Adobe at this point.
Give me a minute. Let me work with Jim to get him to the phone bridge.
Okay, thanks. Who has this joined?
So this is Peter again.
Hello, Peter. Let's give it a minute for Jim to join. Hello?
Hello? Can I be had now?
Yes,
I hear you, Jim.
Okay, I'm on phone, disconnected from the Adobe's mic and speaker setup.
Okay, are we ready to proceed, Steve, do you think?
I think so.
Great. So let's proceed with agenda item number four, and I'll just talk briefly about this. We submitted our response to the board regarding the KSK rollover. I assume everyone read the messages on the list. So thank you everyone for making that happen. Also on the list, I did suggest that we have a in one of our future meetings, not this meeting, but probably in our September meeting, let's have a longer discussion about that, a sort of a debrief about how the process went, and maybe if we need to consider any changes to our processes for these sort of work items. So I'd like everyone to please think about that. If you have suggestions or feedback on how the process worked or didn't work, please have those ready for our next meeting, and we'll be able to devote some quality time to that. But for today, I want to spend most of our time talking about the next item on the agenda. So having said that, I guess I'll open the floor for brief comments, but really I'd like to save the substantial comments until our next meeting. Doesn't look like we have any at this time, so thank you for that. And we'll move on to number five on the agenda, which is the response that we're going to give Octo on the Root Zone Management Evolution Study. It's why we invited Ed Lewis from Octo here today to participate in our meeting. Just for everyone's, so everyone's on the same page here, there was a small work group formed to come up with some response and some questions. I believe Russ and Peter, you were on that. Howard was also on that, but Howard's not on our call today. I don't know. We had talked about having sort of a written response ready to give to Octo, but I don't know if we're quite there yet. Perhaps Russ or Peter would like to spend a little bit talking about what sort of questions we would be posing back to Octo, or what sort of additional information we would like to have from them regarding this study. Peter or Jim, would one of you be willing to do that?
So I can, but I think it might be good to hear Peter first. I don't remember how many of us were particularly vocal in our meeting, but Peter, do you want to go first or do you want me to?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in both audio lines now, and I'm confused myself. Sorry about that. let me, Russ, why don't you just start while I try to get back to the document, and then I'll can chime in later if that's okay for you.
Okay, sure. That's fine. We had a bit of email, so we did have some written material go back and forth. But what seemed to me to be the biggest concern in terms of the work group itself is that it was not clear from the draft statement of work that we saw, or the draft of the planned study, that how big or how broad the study was intended to be, and how wide the risk assessment was intended, because there almost seems as though there's some conflicting information within the document, where at one part it's asking to, you know, examine the process, and in another part it talks about it needs to be constrained to evolutionary changes, and then does make some risk statements, but no one could really seem to get a good clear view of what the broad intent was. Peter, would you agree with that general description?
Yeah, absolutely. I could just add one phrase I think that we used in our discussion, is that on the way, translating the CWG output into something that can be operationalized, we felt that some of these translations might have been a bit difficult, and so that was the reason for not being able to find that clear one-to-one mapping there. And then you already mentioned the constraints versus openness and so on and so forth, scope of the study, and I think we wanted to discuss this from here and keep it informal in a way, even though we are on recording, but we didn't want to send too much of formal communication back and forth, but instead try to clarify this with all the people involved at the table or at the call.
It's sort of like sitting down with a cup of coffee in Starbucks and, hey, let's talk about what's really intended here.
Yeah, indeed.
So I think at this point, it might be good to just get feedback from Ed, you know, both in terms of what Peter and I have talked about, and, you know, what's sort of the vision that he thinks where this is really going towards.
All right. Shall I?
Yeah, Ed, please go ahead.
Okay. So let me throw in a couple of some of the background of how this task came to be, something that I had to forward over to, that I forwarded over to Arzurk with this question. So I wasn't in the room when this all came up. The CWG was a process that I was not involved with, but there were people who were. And people coming out of there had an idea of what they wanted to study. And as we went through the process of taking what we thought had to be studied and going down the process of formalizing this, and it came to me, I began to wonder whether this was what was the intention of the study. Now, in the discussion to kind of, because I'm not really being clear right now, I'm just kind of giving you, there's basically inside ICANN organization, this bounced around a bit before it came to the RZERC. But one of the things that came out of the discussion was that apparently people who were involved with the CWG process had an expectation of this study the study came out and it was proposed prior to the idea that RZERC would be formed. And in 2020 hindsight, it looks like this is the kind of study that RZERC would actually be more of a leader of than the ICANN organization. So I think this is part of where the confusion begins, this request from the CWG document is something saying we want to look at we have the way the root zone is being done today, and today being 2014, 2015, or whatever. And after 2016, there won't be the NTIA, and we're restructuring how the root zone is going to go. Is the result of that restructuring going to still be sound? Is it going to be a good idea? Is it safe? Is it the right way to do things? And I think that was the intent of the study when it was requested back in 2014 or 15. Now, when I was handed this task, we had actually gone to the process, but we had a formal work statement that was possibly an RFP thing, but then it sounded more like this was kind of a critique of the way things are today, to today being 2018. And I wasn't sure, and you know, we weren't sure that we really want, it's not like we're trying to grade and make sure that the functions being done today by the root zone maintainer contract held by VeriSign, it's not to grade performance of that. It's basically to see, are we doing the right thing? So there's a little bit of confusion here in terms of the scope of this all the way around. And I think that's one of the reasons why I think RZERC is a good place to discuss this. Russ, what you mentioned, the idea of scope is, I think you've hit on one of the issues that came in here, because what was sent over to RZERC said that we wanted to do a survey, or we were suggesting, I guess, suggesting a study, and I'm not sure if you use the right verb here, suggesting a survey that would talk to the IANA functions operator, talk to VeriSign, and talk to a few people about how this is being carried out. In the thing that was handed to me, the who you're going to talk to include everybody in the world, pretty much, CCTLDs, GTLDs, and users and all this. And we decided that was way too, that's going to be very, very large study. So I think what's coming out of this is that, you know, we have this CWG proposed study that was proposed ahead of, you know, the committees that have been put in place to manage the process, the RZERC in particular, and so on. And we're trying to find out what, you know, we want to meet that requirement. You want to tick that box in a sense. We want to make sure we meet the needs of what's requested from the process. And we're looking for ICANN organization. We're looking for guidance on what, you know, the RZERC probably has a better view of what the scope of this really should be. And I think that, you know, if we understand the idea of this is to just look at how things are being carried out today. Are we doing the right thing? Are we being safe? The question about whether or not in the long term we want to do a whole different way of doing the root zone is another matter. In fact, internally we have two terms. We have revolutionary and evolutionary studies. The revolutionary study is to if we had to do it all over from the start, we want to answer all those other questions out there. That's something down the line. The evolutionary is to say, what we have today, if we can modify it here and there to make it a better system, what will we do? Or are we doing it the right way now? Because what we've lost, in a sense, is the oversight from another body here. And, you know, is that a big loss? Have we replaced that loss? Have we countered that change in the process? Are there other bottlenecks? Are there issues that we should have reviewed here? So, so I guess the question to RZERC is, you know, assuming it seems like, you know, it might be prudent for the community in general to take a look at the way the root zone is being managed post-transition and decide whether or not it's being done in the most optimal way right now. And I guess there are better words actually written down here. I didn't reread everything to make this a nice statement. But, you know, what do you think what does RZERC think we really ought to do to study to keep this, you know, in the sense that we don't want to make major changes to the way things are today? Do we have contracts in place for a couple of years? Are we doing the right thing within the confines of what we have built? Does that help in any way?
This is Russ. And yeah, I mean, it really does help me as far as sort of getting a better view of how this came and evolved inside of the ICANN org. Is that also clarifying for you, Peter?
I was going to say that what Ed just explained would probably also explain some of our confusion. Sorry?
Sounds like someone Peter, just muted.
Yeah, I think somebody was muted there. So go ahead.
I'm still on. Okay, so I was going to say that what Ed said explained a bit the confusion that we ran into reading the document, and that confirmed most of our speculation what the reasons might have been, especially the part where Ed, you said that this is almost was an RFP, and then for some reason, of course, you tried to put boundaries to what the potential applicant or contractor would do, and constrain the nature of the solutions. Some of us had a bit of difficulties to understand when there's a boundary at that end. What should actually be researched, and what would the minimum outcome be, so to speak? Or if you go further down in that, the scope of the study, that's what we talked about, the process. The process part talks about interviews with stakeholders. The document didn't completely say who it's deemed to be stakeholders, except that the final sentence in the process section says then, oh yeah, we'll require interviews with the IFO, ICANN, and RZM. And we weren't sure whether there were more stakeholders, like they were mentioned in what you said, like the various TLDs and maybe others. So nothing completely surprising. So we agree on the confusion a bit. And the question is, how do we get there from here?
Mm-hmm. One other thing, this is Russ again, that I'd like to just mention for everybody's information, and it really is just an informational comment that we did talk about in the work party discussion. And that was that some folks felt that the structure of the, you know, currently in the proposal is constrained in a way that isn't quite well formed, especially if there is a need for a relatively broad scoped risk assessment or risk management approach to the problem, where there would be it would encompass the things I think that are identified in here, but it would be intended to be bigger, where the effort would be to try to first identify the set of risks that are involved in the whole grid zone management structure and process, and then look at how those risks might be appropriately mitigated. Now, I want to again emphasize this was nothing that even the work party said this is something we should do, and certainly not an Arzurk statement, but it's something that, because there has been across the industry such an emphasis on a risk management approach, something that we did talk about in the work party. And Ed, did you want to make a comment as to whether or not a risk management study has ever been thought about, from what you've heard in, you know, processing this through in the internal ICANN.org structure?
I don't think we had a specific discussion about a risk management structure. I forget whether or not, you know, and I got to be honest, I was not reading, I didn't read this before the call, but I don't know if risk management, there is risk management in this document, I remember that, the analysis of the risks to make changes. But I'll say this, that if Arzurk, if you think that the risk assessment needs to be better addressed, I would look forward to seeing that comment in the written response. What I'm saying is, if you think, you know, go ahead and discuss it. And the reason for this is that, you know, and my assessment of all this work that I've been, I haven't done most of the work here, but what I've been involved with here, you know, had the Arzurk been formed before the CWG made the recommendation, Arzurk may have had a bigger stamp on the problem statement that's documented. I would say that's probably, you know, one way to look at this is, you know, the CWG recommendation is out there. ICANN.org feels the need to make sure that we fulfill the requirements of coming out of those transition documents. But we're really doing this for the benefit of the community, and you know, if there's a better thing that needs to go in there, I would say go ahead and talk, you know, talk it over and then let us know what is felt there. It's hard for me to say what's the most authoritative word here, but I would say that it is, you know, yeah, I would just say it's a good discussion to bring up, a good topic to let us know what you feel.
Brett has his hand raised for a while. I'd like to let Brett have a chance to speak.
Yeah, hey, a couple things based upon everything I'm hearing here. I feel like, this might just be me, but I feel like we're conflating a whole bunch of things into this topic. First, let me just ask a clarifying question to Russ. Russ, when you say in the work group, you're talking about the CCWG work group on the transition that led to this this action item right now, correct? Just for my
No, Brad, I'm sorry that I didn't make it clear. I was talking about our ZERC work party with Howard and Peter and I. That was the work group that I was referring to.
All right, and so you guys had a discussion on risks in the current root zone distribution and saying that we should address that, or you were trying to get clarification from Octo if we needed to include that? Sorry, I'm just trying to trying to piece this all together because I feel like we're all over the place.
Yeah, it really was a discussion that was driven by the content, I think primarily in the scope of study area where it talked about some of the risks and cost benefit, you know, risk analysis, cost benefit, and so forth, in trying to identify this shift from three parties to two and just how broad and you know, what made sense, because to the best of my knowledge, and you're certainly in a much better position to know whether or not this is something like this has ever been done. And where it came up was, I think it was Howard that raised it in sort of the broader risk management perspective. If there has been any examination of the whole root zone management process, you know, for changes and additions and deletions, to look at as a whole, are there risks in there, and if there are, what are they? Because what we saw in this description in the text for the scope of study was a much smaller question to look at it, real little part of the whole. And if the whole is going to be looked at, then it's silly to look at the little part of the whole first. You know, and when I say whole, I mean the big picture kind of thing. If there is going to be an effort to examine the whole big picture at some point.
All right.
That was really the discussion.
Well, let me just add to that, if I may. So this was a discussion we had, but it was kind of towards a what would a full scope thing look like, not that we were suggesting to actually do this. We didn't really come to a conclusion. Because we had a full span of things that may or may not be in scope, and that was part of the confusion that we now try to address in this call.
So we introduced the confusion, correct?
Well, okay, so I think we in the work party would say we were confused by the content of the document that laid this out.
Okay, but so let me try to think of how to word this. So, Russ, you were on the CCWG committee that led, you know, the document that has this question in it, correct, about reviewing the root zone, the RZM process, correct?
I was following it very closely. I was not the official ESSEC designee to the CCWG.
Okay, so
I was following it very closely.
Okay. Because how this was conveyed to me early on was this was a review based upon the transition document of the existing RZM process to see if it's working right or working okay or working to the best, you know, working what's, I don't even know what the right term is. I don't remember the term in the in the document. And now I feel like, well, I think this is a good discussion to have a risk analysis discussion on the whole thing. I don't think this meets the needs of Octo's question that they, you know, with Ed, you're saying you want to get this question answered so you can get these transition documents behind you. Are we overstepping that question by increasing the scope, and should we answer the immediate question and then have a second, you know, a follow-on that could be an RZERC effort or an RZERC question, so to speak, around, you know, a risk management approach or, you know, whatever else people feel is good.
Well, it's possible that we have a series of what we want to study and ever-growing scope. Because I could see this as, you know, part of this is to make sure the reason why we're pushing on this is to make sure we don't forget about, you know, accomplishing what we promised to do. And what we is, I don't know if we means org or the community, to be honest, at this point. But if we want, and if the CWG request is to be a smaller study, then let's stick with that. However, if RZERC feels, and this is, you know, this is actually totally up to RZERC. I think this is what, in the scope of the committee is, if you want to look at the wider ranging questions regarding the process of generating the root zone, I think that would be, you know, a good thing for the community to have. I'll let you know that we have other, you know, there is another effort to do a more radical review of how things are done with the root zone for a longer term that's bouncing around and may or may not be, you know, come to light in the next year or so. So there are efforts to look at the future of root zone generation. But for now, you know, so, and keeping
just for clarification, those are efforts within Octo, right? Not efforts that have been asked from the community to Octo. Those are organic within Octo or within ICANN.org, correct?
I would say they're not formally coming from the outside. I don't know that Octo. I mean, I would say that, you know, speaking for myself and some people I work with, I don't think we have agendas for the future of this, but we have our eyes out for new technology. We have eyes out things out there, and, you know, it's going to be a balance that we're not going to go off and I don't think anyone's going to go off and just spend money studying something because we thought it was a good idea. You know, the more more input we get from the outside to Octo, that is, the wiser we'll be spending our resources in doing these studies. Does that answer your question?
Not really, but that's okay.
All right. I don't think there's any burning desire within Octo to change.
Nobody in the community has come to you and said, you know, what is the evolutionary work that needs to happen around the root zone? I mean, RZERC is Root Zone Evolution Committee, or Review Committee. So I'm just kind of curious if it came from the community or if it's organic within Octo, and it sounds like it's organic. So thanks.
All right.
Brad, did that help clarify what the work party, the RZERC work party, was talking about in that space that you'd asked earlier?
Yeah, I mean, it did. I feel like, you know, obviously I wasn't in the discussions, and that's quite all right. I just feel like, you know, we need to be careful not to try to boil the ocean while, you kind of, how do you eat an elephant? You eat an elephant one bite at a time. So it's, break off different pieces and let's go after it, but let's try not to do it in one sitting, that's all.
Right, and I think I can, you know, we can say that part of that discussion that we had in the RZERC work party was that if there was a big, you know, full scope kind of risk management review or study or whatever of the full process, then if this was going to be done first in the near term, you know, how would they relate? Gee, does it make sense to do this little one first? Maybe yes, maybe no. You know, those kinds of discussions because there, I don't remember if others in the Work Party had heard this or not, but it was after or during the ICANN meeting where the Adobe Connect was shut off for the rest of the meeting because of security problems that people had. Well, there was one or two board members that asked about, oh, gee, what about our root zone management system? Has there ever been a risk management thing assessment looked at that? People were talking very much informally about that, but it wasn't something that sort of the groups embedded out of total whole cloth, just a little bit of whole cloth.
I see Jim has his hand up. Jim, would you like to go ahead, please?
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. I'm a little bit confused about something Gus just mentioned a couple of minutes ago. He was talking about a big study into risk analysis, or a big risk analysis exercise. I'm not sure where the boundary lies here, because in the documents in front of us, this study should include a risk analysis and cost-benefit analysis factoring the history and possibility of such problems related to trying to improve the robustness of the current infrastructure. So I'm really not sure where the boundary between what's proposed in this document, or what seems to be being talked about in the context of the document in front of us, and this bigger all-encompassing effort, and where the distinction lies between the two. I really just do not understand what we've got here. What are we trying to assess?
I think, Ed, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is really the question that this is why you want input from RZERC, right? This is the crux of it. You want RZERC to sort of provide some guidance on the scope and what should be studied and what shouldn't be studied. Is that basically it?
Yeah, I mean, one of the questions here is, we with an Octo up the RRP for a study. And the question I had reading that was, well, who's the beneficiary of the study? Who's going to get the results and make changes, if they need to be? And, one of the questions for RZERC is, think about, one thing that would help us, and I don't want to put words in RZERC's mouth in any way, but RZERC could say, we want Octo organization to conduct a study to look at the root zone, the way it's being done today, for the efficiency, robustness, and security of the three things that are in scope of the study. When that result comes back, I would imagine that this would probably go back to RZERC to say to ICANN that here's how we need to evolve the root zone to make it a better system, and better being quotes and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's kind of where, I would feel much more comfortable if the study if it was clear who was going to benefit from the study as much as how it was being conducted, and I think that would be part of the words I'd like to hear.
All right. Thanks, Ed. Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Wayne. So I was trying to reiterate that, yes, we had a discussion about the formal risk analysis kind of thing, but this wasn't really a result of this. My understanding is that this was at the far end of a potential scope, and I heard some confusion. I guess Jim voiced a bit of confusion how to understand this, and I have to share this confusion still, given that the CWG output sets a triggering event, which is the NTIA's oversight role going away by means of transition, and then potential checks and balances no longer being in place. Now, within that context, some of the sentences in the CWG output need to be read with a grain of salt, which puts them puts the whole effort into a smaller context than what might have been read by now by others on the call or by people not in the Work Party.
that we would have thought that a full risk analysis is needed. I don't even read that out of the CWG statement. But still, that is the part of translation that I mentioned earlier that might have been a bit difficult in terms of particular wording. When it comes to risk analysis, some people think small, some people think big, some people think pragmatic engineering, some people think formal whatever framework to be applied, and that's the part that we are still not really clear about from my perspective.
All right, thanks, Peter. I think it's probably time to sort of wrap up the discussion here and talk about, you know, moving forward. What we had planned previously was the little working group would sort of come up with a written response and deliver it to Octo. Do people think that's still the right way forward here? I guess especially Ed, is that something that you're ready and willing to receive from RZERC?
Yeah, one of my gating factors for any forward progress is to hear back from RZERC on this. Waiting patiently or impatiently, or patiently rather, to see what guidance I get, because I really want to make sure that we spend our resources wisely. Don't go off and say the wrong thing.
Okay. Russ, you have your hand up.
Yeah, thanks, Duane. We've had a good wide-ranging discussion here, but I'd like to give what at least I think is what I believe was intended by the CCWG names for this, and I think it was much closer to the narrow scope that Peter was just describing a little bit ago, and that it really was intended to be. There were three parties previously involved in the root zone management process. After the transition, there's two. Is this now working effectively, or are there some things that should be corrected? But restricting it specifically to look at an examination of going from three parties to two parties. And that would be, I think that would fully meet the CCWG names intent. And thanks.
Okay, very good. Does anyone have an opinion sort of contrary to that? Firstly, Howard's not on the phone. I don't know what Howard would say, but is anyone on the call? Would you advocate for sort of the larger scope study, or does everyone kind of agree with Russ there? Jim?
Thanks, Sven. I think the smaller scope, for some definition of smaller scope, which is still unclear to me, is probably the right way forward. If you look at what's at the bottom of page 2, which is quoted, I think, from a quote lifted directly from the CWD document, it's fairly clear from that what the scope of the study they envisage is going to be. And I think that given that's where the origination of this whole exercise came from, that I think should really constrain the scope of what this initial study might be. And although I talked about something on a more radical scale being mooted or being considered elsewhere, there's nothing concrete on the table at the moment to look at that. So I think we should look at what's really discussed here in paragraph 3 of this particular document that's been copied from elsewhere, which takes us to the bottom of page 2 and the start of page 3 of the proposal, if you can call this thing a proposal, which is looking at, please stop shifting this thing around in a sec, which is looking at things to do with elimination of single pots and failure, trying to improve the robustness of the current operational arrangements. That seems to be fairly clear cut to me, and I think that's probably where we should bound things for the moment. And if there are further studies to be done, that can be pushed down or kicked down. We can kick that can further down the road and deal with it once it's a little bit clearer what those further studies are all about. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. All right, so since we're running short on time, I'm going to suggest that we wrap this up, and we'll take this, we'll take today's conversation back to the work party, and I will urge them to finalize some written response that we can deliver to Octo, and we'll go from there. So with that, let's move on to the next item in the agenda, which is really just selection of the next teleconference call. Our default schedule would put us on September 17th, which is okay with me. Jim, your hand is up. Is it regarding this schedule?
No, it was on the previous point, Dwayne.
Yeah.
I assume that the work party's deliberation will be discussed with the rest of ARCEP before they go to Octo or anywhere else.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
So, regarding the next meeting, can we plan on September 17th? And if anyone is unable to make that date, please notify Mario. And if we have enough people that can't make it, maybe we'll consider a different date. Okay. Any last minute business before we adjourn the meeting today? Okay, thank you, everyone, and we'll adjourn the meeting, and we'll be in touch regarding the next steps for the feedback to Octo. Thank you very much, Ed, for your time today and joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Well, thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
You.
Bye.